Today on the Inland Journal podcast, stories from refugees and immigrants who've made the Inland Northwest their home. On a recent Saturday evening, I took a break from Spokane Public Radio's Spring Pledge Drive and drove across town to St. Anne's Catholic Church. Built just after the turn of the 20th century to serve the working class, largely immigrant population of Spokane's East Side, St. Anne's is an old brick church with an elaborate stained glass rose above its front entrance, located one block off Sprague Avenue. Since its inception, St. Anne's Parish has held immigrants core to its mission, even gaining a certain amount of notoriety in the 1980s as part of the sanctuary movement, when, in direct defiance of the U.S. government, the parish housed members of the Orellana family, refugees who fled El Salvador after the assassination of Archbishop Oscar Romero during the Civil War in 1980. But more on that story later. This history made the setting at St. Anne's an intentional choice by Marika Fakasecki, Executive Director of Refugee Connections Spokane, for the event I had been invited to attend that day, titled Refugee and Immigrant Stories, Voices of Hope.
The reason why that we as an organization have elected to have this as a program now is that too often in our culture these days, we hear messages of hate and messages that are causing fear in the refugee and immigrant population. And we as citizens need to hear voices of hope that are reassuring to us, that tell us that people are thriving here. People are finding a home here. This is a place where people are coming to be in community with us. So we need to get to know our neighbors and learn about who they are, how they came to be here, because history does repeat itself if we don't learn from our past and from the present stories that are happening around our world.
At the event in the St. Anne's Parish Social Hall, there was a buffet of food, including fresh-made Salvadoran pupusas. Attendees filled their plates and took their seats at long tables to hear stories from four speakers, all of whom had been on very different journeys to reach that day.
Abdallah Abdallah is a fair housing intake specialist with Northwest Fair Housing Alliance, and he is from Sudan. He takes ESL, GED, and career transition classes at Spokane Community College. And he plans to go to college for business software specialist study next summer.
Okay, hello everybody. My name is Abdallah Abdallah. That is kind of a weird name. First name and last name are the same. It's just like Walla Walla, right? Yeah, so I only have been in the United States for about 2 years and a half, trying to find my way and adapt the situation in here. And so basically, as I am from Sudan, the question could be, why did I leave my country? I leave my country because of an ongoing conflict in the country right now. But how did that happen? Since I was born, I found that the region that I was born in, which is Darfur, had the conflict. But finally, in 2003, it got very, very serious. Thousands of people were being killed in there, and hundreds of thousands of people were being displaced. And I was one of those who have been displaced in their homes. Since 2003, I was separated from my family. My family went west to Chad, and I went east to other region that I finally ended up being in the capital city of Sudan, which is Khartoum.
Abdallah spent several years trying to make a living for himself in other parts of his own country, all while being discriminated against for coming from the Darfur region of Sudan. Until finally, fleeing conflict once more, Abdallah ended up crossing the border into Ethiopia.
thousands of people ran across that border entering Ethiopia. And I was one of those who entered Ethiopia. And the UN was the first organization to arrive in there to serve those refugees. And from there, I started working with those organizations, the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, trying to organize those people, because I do speak their language, and that was the connection between me and the UNHCR and those refugees in there. So I started working with them for about 3 years in Ethiopia, helping those refugees in there. After 3 years in there, I got the chance to apply for resettlement case. And I was interviewed by the UNHCR, and then finally I was interviewed by other people. I was told that my application came to United States, and they were asking me if I was okay to go that way. Even though refugees don't have that chance to make their choices where they would go, the only choice that they have is, after all the choices were met and the place was chosen, then they would be asked if they are interested to go or not. I have never thought that I would be having that resettlement case to go somewhere and be resettled in somewhere else. I've never thought about coming to America at all. That was my first time. It wasn't my choice, actually. I was told that I was coming to America, and specifically Washington State, and in Washington State, the city called Spokane. I had no idea at all about this. I was just, yes, okay, that's fine, let's do it. And that was my first time entering the United States, 2016 in March. I didn't know that Spokane or this area would be this beautiful as I see right now.
The unfamiliar landscape of Spokane may have been beautiful to Abdella, but the transition wasn't always easy.
When I arrived in here, it was very, very difficult to adapt, because the language was the first thing that I would see how difficult was that. And I started going to school for ESL classes. After 20 days, when I came in here, I found a job, worked in a hotel, going to school. Then I tried to study little English that I speak right now. One day, the Northwest Fair Housing Alliance did a class in our class. And they were mentioning the stuff that they do. And my mind told me that that was kind of stuff that I was doing with UNHCR and IRC in Ethiopia. I would love to do that kind of work if I could have chance to do that. And I finally got the chance to go through that path and be an intake specialist with them. And that's what I am right now, doing that kind of work. Thank you so much for your attention, and hope you have a very nice time.
This is the Inland Journal podcast from Spokane Public Radio. This episode, we're sharing stories of refugees and immigrants from an event hosted by Refugee Connections Spokane called Voices of Hope. Here's Executive Director of Refugee Connections, Marika Fakaseki, introducing the second speaker.
Kasahun Kabede is from Ethiopia. He's an assistant professor in anthropology and geography at the College of Social Sciences, Eastern Washington University, since 2015. He moved to the U.S. in 2004 to pursue a PhD in sociocultural anthropology at Syracuse University, and he teaches and researches international migration, medical anthropology, African cultures, ethnicity, and more, and he is a naturalized citizen.
Good evening. Thank you so much for Refugee Connection to invite me. My story is not as extraordinary as Abdullah's, and I just want to make the distinction that I'm not a refugee, I'm an immigrant. I wanted to come. like, you know, Abdullah, but I really wanted to be in the United States. Those are really very important distinctions. I wanted to be here, I wanted to live here, unlike, you know, someone who's been resettled. So the most really significant timeline in my life was when I came to the United States. I actually call it my second birthday. I compare it with the smell of like a new car, like a smell of a new nation. A new nation. I try to remember it, try to recover the smell that I had then. It has since evaporated. But I wish I had like a bottle where I would say, this is how I felt when I came to the United States. So I came in 2004 for graduate studies. There are times when I felt like running away because of the snow. you know, particularly in upstate New York, it snows, you know, all the time, you know. Particularly in 2006, it was almost real that I just wanted to leave. No, this is not for me, but now I think I kind of enjoy the snow.
Apart from the cold weather, there are other adjustments that Kasahun Kabede has had to make while living in a new country.
My life has been really changed by coming to the United States. Like as I mentioned, I came from a farming family where, you know, working the land was part of growing up. You know, cutting grass, feeding cows, selling stuff on the market. My life is so much, you know, transformed that now I cut grass, not to feed cows. Let's just throw it away. There's, you know, lawn, I cut it, and then what do I do with this now? So, you know, it's been 15 years since I came to the United States. So it's a challenge, you know, you learn everything, new things every day, particularly from my 8-year-old son, who is increasingly realizing that I have accent. He thought my English was natural. Dad, you have accent. I'm like, yes, I know. You know, that means I speak two other languages. You only speak one. So we have, we're wrestling. This is how my life is. I really enjoy working at Eastern Washington University. I teach anthropology. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you.
That was Kasahun Kabede sharing his story of coming to the United States at an event called Refugee and Immigrant Stories, Voices of Hope. The evening's next speaker was another example of someone who came to this country to further their education, though under very different circumstances.
Jeff Lussant from Haiti came to Spokane in 2013. He attended Ferris High School as a newcomer to learn English. He graduated from Ferris in June 2015 and is a student at Whitworth University, majoring in sociology, criminal justice, and minoring in U.S. cultural studies.
Good evening. How are you? So as she had said in her presentation, my name is Jeff. I'm from Haiti. I just got back from an African-American graduation because I'm graduating from Whitworth University as a sociology major, criminal justice, and then U.S. cultural study minor. So I think it's a good day. It's not a coincidence. So. Like I said, I'm not a refugee as well. I'm an immigrant. I moved from Haiti to Spokane. It was after the earthquake. So after the earthquake, I couldn't go to school in Haiti because school was closed for about 3 months or so. So I moved to Dominican Republic to go to school. So I spent 2 years at school in the Dominican Republic. I had to learn Spanish as quick as I could so I could do it well in class, which I did. But at the end of my senior year in high school, close to my end of the senior year in high school, they called me to the student office and said, hey, your transcript wasn't good enough for us. Like, we will need to get a new other transcript. I was like, so does that mean I'm still gonna graduate? They said, no, you won't be able to graduate this year. Maybe next year if you bring the other transcript. I was like, after 2 years of studying, of hard work, now you're telling me that like 2 months before graduation? So like, we're sorry. So I called my mom because my mom was already in Spokane. I called her, I was like, I'm done with school, like, I don't like that, I'm going back to Haiti. So I moved back to Haiti. I literally spent 8 years because I moved back to Haiti for Easter of 2012, and then for after Easter of 2013, I was here in Spokane. And then the very next day, I went to Ferris High School, 2 years at Ferris, and the exact same transcript I gave at the school back in the Dominican Republic, they didn't accept it. The exact same transcript I gave here at Ferris, and then all of my credits were transferred on time, like everything was perfect, and then I was able to graduate in 2 years. So when I came, I didn't speak a lot of English, but that summer when I came, I went to a summer school in the morning at Larry St. Clark, and then I went to an evening one at Gonzaga. That's where I actually met the person where part of an organization where I get a scholarship, full cover scholarship to go to Whitworth University. And then from there, I just like keep studying hard, keep doing what I needed to do. And then here I am today. Yeah.
Thank you. That was Jeff Lussant, an immigrant from Haiti and a recent graduate from Whitworth University, sharing his story at an event hosted by Refugee Connections at St. Anne's Catholic Church in April 2019. The final speaker of the evening had a special connection to the parish at St. Anne's and a compelling story to share.
And last but not least, we'll have Louisa Oriana Westbrook. She's taught English to refugees and immigrants from around the world for the past 25 years. And her family fled civil war in El Salvador and arrived in Spokane on March 17, 1985, the second anniversary of her father's martyrdom by the Salvadoran army. They had no legal documentation, and it took years for them to be recognized as political refugees.
My name is Luisa Orellana, as many of you know. I'm from El Salvador. And I do have a long, long, long story. Sometimes when people ask me to tell it, I don't know where to start. But my story began in 1980, or I should say my family story in 1980. There was a civil war going on at that time. And my father, who was extremely involved with the Catholic Church, he was involved as well. I don't know if you heard about Oscar Arnulfo Romero, who was assassinated in 1980. And he was, my dad worked under his direction. So in 1980, our pastor Romero was assassinated, and that's when the persecution of my family started. We got the first threat where the death squad said they were going to come and destroy our house and kill the family. So we had to leave, and since then we became homeless within our country. So after we lived there from 1980 to 1983, in 1983 the death squads came back and took my father after they tortured him in front of us. He was taken away. We never found his body. So in 1983, same year, my mom put us on a bus. Like some of you say, I didn't know I was going to the United States. So on the 17th of July, my mom said, we're leaving. So there we went at six in the morning or five in the morning. She put us on a bus to San Salvador, and that's when our journey started to the United States.
After a long journey through Central America and Mexico, members of the Sanctuary Movement, a cross-denominational coalition of churches in the United States dedicated to providing safe haven for Central American refugees, helped the Oriana family cross the U.S.-Mexico border and make their way to Los Angeles.
And I went to high school there. I don't know if you heard about Crenshaw High School. There was a movie made, Boys in the Hood. So that was an interesting experience, meeting all kinds of different interesting people, classmates, involved in gang activities. And so after 2 years, in San Francisco, there was a church that declared sanctuary, and St. Anne's as well. So a group of people came to Los Angeles and brought my family to Spokane. And we lived in the basement of the parish house for 4 years as the church took us in and documented. Many of the members of our parish could have gone to jail because of the risk they were taking. But it was the gospel was more powerful than their fear.
Because the Orellana family was undocumented, they were afraid to send their children to public schools in the United States. And so, supported by the community in Spokane, they attended private Catholic schools.
I went to Gonzaga Prep, and I think I was the only Hispanic in the school at that time. So I went there for 3 years. After that, I attended Whitworth. Part of my years in college, I did not have any credits because I was undocumented. When I graduated from high school, I did get a full scholarship, but I couldn't use it. So I decided that the most important for me was to learn and not get the credits that could have gotten me a better job or whatever at that time. But so I went there. I had amazing teachers. I had a teacher who decided that he wanted me to be his assistant. It was a First Corinthians class. And that's how I got through school. I finished at Whitworth and became an ESL teacher for School District 81. I was teaching there for 24 years, and the last 14 years I've been teaching for community college, working with amazing, amazing angels from all over the world. Thank you for listening.
That was Luisa Orellana Westbrook, a refugee from El Salvador whose family lived in the basement of St. Anne's Catholic Church in Spokane from 1985 to 1989. After fleeing the civil war and violence in their home country. Luisa told her story at an event hosted by Refugee Connections Spokane called Refugee and Immigrant Stories, Voices of Hope. Thanks for joining us on this Inland Journal podcast, and thank you to all the speakers who told their stories in this episode, and to Marika Fakaseke and Refugee Connections Spokane for allowing us to record their storytelling event. To find and subscribe to the Inland Journal podcast, search for Inland Journal in iTunes, NPR One, or Google Play. Or find it on the Inland Journal page at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Tell us what you think of this program by sending comments to InlandJournal@kpbx.org or call our listener comment line at 509-232-6904. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Massini.